Jackson of the International Secret Police.
Barney and little Gene Kingsley have been trapped by the octopus in an underground passage that leads to his headquarters from the Seong Dock. Seeing a chance to rid himself of his enemies, the criminal orders that the passage be filled with water. As it is pumped in, the boys desperately seek a way of escape, but thus far have failed. Meanwhile, Lee Ying, Hong Kong operator of the secret police, and Dr. Kingsley have discovered that a secret door is hidden in the seawall and have called for reserves to break into the passage. The prisoners know nothing of this, since they have been forced to the other end of the passage by the rising water.
Getting higher and higher. Here, I'd better carry it, Jane, before it uncovers it entirely.
Oh, Danny, the water's awfully cold.
Oh, yes, and no way out. If only Kingsley has given the alarm to the police. It's our only chance.
If we could only open this big door, Clint.
Oh, but we can't, Speed. We've tried every possible way.
Yeah. Guess I'll have to start swimming pretty soon. This water's rising pretty fast.
The thing that gets me is we haven't got a chance to fight our way out of this jam. We got to just stand and wait or swim and wait until the tunnel's full of water.
Oh, Barney.
But we'll be rescued in time. Just you wait and see, Gene. Only meanwhile, the least the octopus could have done was to have heated this water. I'm freezing.
Say, you suppose the octopus is on the other side of this door watching us? Through that glass?
Well, turn your flashlight on it and see, Steve.
Okay. Hey.
What'd you turn your light out for?
I didn't turn it out, Barney.
Oh, your battery burned out too, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, well, what's the difference? Nothing to see but tunnel walls and water.
I don't like being in the dark.
Oh, there. Now, darkness can't hurt you, Gene. Why, it's friendly.
Nothing's friendly in this tunnel.
You're right there, kid. But we got plenty of friends outside. If they only get wise to where we are in time.
Paddy, men, paddy. We must break the seawall open.
We're only in time, Lee Ying.
All we can do is hope, Dr. Kingsley.
Faster, faster.
What are they saying?
That it will take much time to break through these heavy timbers.
Then we'll be too late. Can't we dynamite the seawall?
Oh, no, because we can only guess what is behind it. If Speed, Clint, and Barney are near the wall, a blast of dynamite would destroy them.
Well, would it be possible to make an entrance through the water pipes that the diver found? The ones that are carrying water in behind the seawall?
No, they are much too small. Besides, a man would very probably drown before reaching the end. There is no telling how far they go.
Oh, look. They've managed to tear away a corner of the wall.
Yes, and it is the doorway. Look at the water flowing out.
Well, enough? Should the boys be imprisoned in there to save them?
No, because the intake is far greater. Faster, men, faster. Here, give me that crowbar.
Yes, and I. We must save them. They're my only hope of finding Gene.
Too bad that Speed Gibson's flashlight battery burned out. It was so amusing to watch the assumed bravery of the secret police.
Master.
Yes, Quan Mu, what is it?
The Hong Kong police and the secret police are at the Seong Dock.
What?
Yes. The word came while you were watching the secret police in the tunnels on the inner chamber.
Why did I not hear of this before?
I came as quickly as I could. The police are now attempting to batter down the seawall. They perceived water trickling from between the timbers, and a diver was sent down beneath the runway. He found the water pipe.
I should have prepared that seawall when it first began leaking. But I never thought they would find that entrance.
What are your orders, Master?
Wait, Quan, give me time to think. Seawall is very strong, built to resist terrific pressure. They will not have an easy time breaking through that.
And meantime, the water being pumped into the tunnel will reach the ceiling and the secret police will be no more.
Yes, yes, but I am not thinking of them but myself. Once the Hong Kong police gain entrance into the tunnel, then they will attack the door to the inner chamber and eventually reach the very heart of my underground kingdom. But wait.
What, Master?
The Hong Kong police could never have found that seawall entrance alone. I'm sure of that. Who is leading them?
Dr. Kingsley and the tea merchant. Li Ying.
Li Ying?
Yes.
You mean the same Li Ying who operates the tea house too, huh?
The same, Master.
Let me get my file.
I have had my life at his place often. He was always a pleasant host.
Too pleasant, perhaps. Too clever, perhaps. Let's see what we have here. Ying, here it is. Li Ying, born in Hong Kong 27 years ago. Educated in America as well as China. Spent 10 years in San Francisco. Now operating a tea house in Hong Kong. It all looks innocent enough.
And yet he leads the police to our stronghold.
Yes, perhaps he's merely an amateur detective. Perhaps something more. He might even be a member of the International Secret Police.
How could he be without you knowing it, Master?
The Secret Police are clever, Kwan Wu. Never doubt that for a moment. It takes an emergency like this for them to toss aside their disguise and reveal themselves as they really are.
What led Dr. Kingsley to the Siang Dock?
The child. His daughter. Could she have left word where she was going?
No. You saw her yourself, dressed as a Chinese boy. She must have left her home without anyone's consent.
The more we try to figure it out, the more confused it becomes. I can no longer waste any time. Guan Wu, the inner chamber must be dynamited.
What?
Yes. With that blown to bits, our inquisitive visitors will have no way of tracing the other passages that lead to my headquarters. It is too bad to lose the inner chamber, but we can build another.
But if you dynamite the inner chamber, is there not danger of wrecking some of the other passages? Master, the blast may even reach as far as this room.
No danger of that. You seem to forget that I have experienced dynamiters in my band, Kwan Wu.
And what of the tunnel that holds the secret police, Speed, Clint, Barney, and Jean Kingsley? Will that collapse from the blast?
That I cannot say, nor do I care. For by this time the gauge shows that the water is near the top of the tunnel. Whether the water or the dynamite disposes of our friends, I do not care. Just so they never bother me again. That is all I am interested in. And now, I think I will have one last word.
I've swum for fun a lot of times, but never thought I'd be swimming for my life.
Live and learn, kid. How you coming, Jim? Want me to hold you up for a while?
No, thanks, Barney. I can come ahead. There's no big waves.
So you two kids don't have to work so hard. Just turn over on your back and float a while.
All right.
But keep near the big door. We don't want to get separated.
Oh, no.
What are you so quiet about, Clint? Are you still with us? Are you still in the swim?
Gee, Barney, you can laugh at anything.
Yes, Pete. Barney's laughed us out of many a scrape. I hope he can do the same this time.
Yeah. Say, Clint, reach up. Is that the top of the tunnel I just touched?
I'm afraid so, Steve.
Gee. Won't be long then before the water reaches the top then, will it?
Steve, I have a firm conviction that we're going to get out of this. Just as I've gotten out of 1,000 other tight corners. Even tighter than this. This is your first job. You're new at the game, so it's harder for you and for little Jean here than it is for Barney and me.
I don't know about that, old pal. I don't like swimming so well that I'd pick a black tunnel to do it in. Especially when I may bump my head against the top any minute.
Oh, stop beefing.
I ain't beefing. But let this be a lesson to you. Never come into tunnels or dark houses without police escorts. They ain't safe.
But you're so afraid of tunnels and dark houses, you never should have joined the secret police, wise guy.
I ain't afraid. I just am careful. Look at the mess you got us into.
I got it. Say, you were the first one into this tunnel when we found it.
Oh, was I?
Yeah.
Oh, well, let's skip it, huh, Clint? But, let me say this. If the road does stop here, I'm glad we're on it together.
That goes for me too, Bunny. I'm sorry for Gene and Speed. We just can't give up. We've got to get them out of here somehow.
I don't know how. Only way we can go is up, and it's kind of hard to scratch your way through 3x4s.
The octopus again.
Oh.
Nothing to be afraid of, Gene. Let's just go on floating while the big devilfish spouts.
Pete Gibson, Barney Dunlap, and Clint Barnes.
We all know our names, Octopus.
Yeah, go away and leave us alone. We was enjoying a little relaxing exercise until you started broadcasting.
You're very amusing.
It'd be lots more fun if you was out here with us. We could duck you three times and only pull you up twice.
Silence.
Listen to the guy. No sense of humor.
He can't take it, Barney.
Soon I shall see how well you can take it, Speed Gibson. Soon the water will cover your chin, or mouth, or nose.
If you're trying to fight us, you might as well save your time, Octopus. The only one you might affect would be little Jean here. And that wouldn't be enough for a man of your extreme courage.
I'm not afraid of him, Clint.
Atta girl, honey. He can go haunt somebody else for all we care.
If you and the secret police know here at all, now that you know our hope is gone, there is no possible escape, have you noticed?
We have no more fear than you have courage.
You continually question my courage, Clint Barlow. I wouldn't permit myself to become angry. I did not know that you were doing it for our reason. Making me in hope that I might meet you face to face. But you might as well banish that hope. I would not waste time on such a meeting.
Seems to me you're wasting a lot of breath and time right now telling us all about yourself, Devilfish. Somehow, we just ain't interested.
I have not been wasting time, Barney Dunlap. My men have been busy while I have been talking to you. And now, all is ready. In just a second, something will happen that may interest you. And now, goodbye. For the last time.
Now, what did he mean by that crack?
Oh, I'm afraid.
Ouch. Clint, my head just bumped against the roof of the tunnel.
Steady. Steady, Speed.
Dynamite! Sword!
Look out!